After the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, the new Soviet government sponsored competitions for new monuments dedicated to the revolution. Many of the artists who answered these calls produced figurative monuments that just named revolutionary heroes instead of Tsarist ones.
But painter and architect Vladimir Tatlin suggested a radically different tribute to the new collective society instead of a single heroic individual.
What Tatlin proposed was a tower of the most modern materials of iron and glass, and it would be 1,300 feet high and straddle the Neva River. What he envisioned was not only a monument, but a functional tower that would serve as the headquarters of the Comintern, the international organization of all communist parties throughout the world. Each of the four volumes was to house a different branch of the Comintern, and each was to revolve at different speeds. So at the very bottom is a large cube, which was to be the legislature, and to revolve once a year. Next was a pyramid that was the executive branch and would revolve once a month. Then a cylinder that would be the press bureau and revolve once a day. And at the very top, a radio station in the half sphere, which would revolve once an hour. It was never built, but it was known through photographs of the model, and versions of the model were actually paraded through the street. This tower took hold of the imagination of a younger generation of artists for its skeletal form, its use of modern materials, the way that it created volume without mass, its kineticism. The transparency of the structure suggested that unlike previous government in Russia, politics in the new Soviet state were to be visible to the entire population of Russia.